Footsteps, Chapter 82. Sybil Wilbur's first meeting with our leader occurred soon after I arrived at Pleasant View. The word came from Boston that the Herald would like to give a page of the Sunday edition to Christian Science and its founder. Miss Wilbur arrived, and to me she seemed to be the usual type of reporter, keen, intelligent, and aggressive. She appeared determined to see everything in the home, and even turned pictures on the wall to see if there might be some inscription on the back. At first, Mrs. Eddy had refused to see her, but before I was half through showing her the various gifts in the home that had been sent to Mrs. Eddy by those who had been blessed by her discovery, I received instructions that our leader would grant the reporter an interview. I conducted her to Mrs. Eddy, introduced her, and took my departure. In a little while, she came down the stairs, immediately seated herself, closed her eyes, and clasped her hands over her heart. I asked her if she desired to see the rooms that she had not yet inspected. She said, "No, I want to go. Why didn't somebody prepare me? I didn't suppose there was any living being like that on earth. It affects me right here," pointing to her heart. Catching a glimpse of the Christ, the ideal man, was almost more than human sense could bear. It made her heart burn within her. When the Master, as a victor over material sense, showed himself, it caused the disciples' hearts to burn within them. Dating from this interview, Miss Wilbur became Mrs. Eddy's devoted admirer and follower. From my own experience, I could understand Miss Wilbur's. Mrs. Eddy was not tall, yet I was constantly impressed with her height as she used to walk down the hall. She seemed to be at least 7 feet tall. I knew, however, that this impression came from the spiritual height of her thought, not of her person.